Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Where, by the way, they're going to be open, Steve, on Memorial Day. Sorry, I want to make sure I mentioned that. They're open Memorial Day because of the big sale.
I think they're actually open Labor Day.
And they're open Labor Day, too. Yes, it's Labor Day, 9 to 2.
Sunbury Motors. Open Labor Day, 9 to 2. Great deals. Big Labor Day weekend. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And, of course, we're brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury. The beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Stock up tonight. It's Labor Day weekend. Some of us have the calendar, right?
Or Memorial Day for some.
And so does Brewers Outlet. Stock up. A little grill out, tailgate, whatever. Enjoy. Soft drinks, snacks, water. They roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is, as I always say, second to none. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sudbury, the beverage supermarket. All right. When it comes time to talk about the Steelers, what's your number one question, Kevin?
What's my number one Steelers question? Offensive line.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. We bring in Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Tony, anybody concerned right now about the cut line?
You know, as far as big names go, that's a tough question. You know, they made a move to, you know, they were going to cut a punter. They had two right. punters who had a pretty good battle. Both of them kicked pretty well, two Australian guys, actually, and they traded Brad Wing to the Giants today.
Right.
So he's not going to get cut. Mike Adams, I think, was an offensive tackle who I think, if he had gotten on the field, perhaps was in danger of getting cut. He survived by not playing, by being on the PUP list. I think he was a guy who was going to be interesting. Maybe the most interesting name would be a defensive back, Robert Golden, who has played some safety for them, has done a fairly good job considering what his situation was, had to play kind of above his pay grade, too often over the past couple of years. He's a guy who was going to have to fight, to try to stick on this team. Roosevelt Nix, to me, is a very intriguing guy, defensive lineman out of Kent State, who's trying to make the team as a fullback and a special teams demon. He's kind of become one of those guys, and you can understand after I just explained his situation why the fans like a guy like that. You know, big, giant guy, playing fullback. People envision him trying to, blow up guys in front of Le'Veon Bell this year. And he's done pretty well on special teams, and he's a pretty good athlete. He's got some speed. So, he's a guy that I think fans are rooting for. Those are kind of the guys that I'm really watching right now. Darius Heyward-Bey, thanks to Martavis Bryant, has the team made, actually has a chance to maybe even solidify himself in the depth chart here the first month of the season. So those are kind of the guys. I think a lot of guys have escaped the blade because of the scenario around them. Dre Archer would be another guy who I don't know if he's done. I think it would be a surprise at this point if he got cut, but I don't know that he's done enough on special teams to make the team, and he's not a feature back. But he can carry the football, so he may survive just these first 2 weeks simply because of that with Le'Veon Bell out. So I think a lot of guys, their time may come in September, but it may not come now.
Right. Among the draft choices that they had, who impressed you during the preseason, Tony?
You know, I think Anthony Chiquillo was one of the later round picks, was a defensive end out of Miami of Ohio, played some linebacker, had a really strong first couple of preseason games. He kind of leveled off, I think, as the preseason went on. I don't know if he played well enough last night. I don't know if it was going to come down to last night for Chiquillo, but you're looking at a late-round pick who played very well. Sammy Coates played well early on. It's interesting to hear Ben Roethlisberger's comments and wonder whether it's a gamesmanship and just trying to kind of prod the rookie along or not. But when the Martavis Bryant suspension was announced, a lot of people felt that Coates, you know, may move up in that wide receiver rotation. And Roethlisberger deferred over and over again to the veteran, Darius Heyward-Bey, as the guy who was going to get more catches. In fact, when Roethlisberger was asked flat out, well, what about Sammy Coates? Roethlisberger's answer was, Darius Heyward-Bey. We'll get a lot more catches now. And again, that may have been some gamesmanship on Roethlisberger's part, or just some, you know, some veteran nudging along the rookie. But I think those two guys had some pretty good camps. Jesse James came along later in the preseason. He struggled early, had a forgettable first preseason game, Steve. He dropped a touchdown pass, dropped a first down, and I don't know if he had a drop after that. He played well. His receiving wasn't necessarily going to be the question. It was his blocking, and I don't know how that graded out in camp. But he's not in danger of getting cut, I don't think. But the question is, you know, how much did he help himself? And obviously that remains to be seen.
Defense was a concern heading into camp. Now you've seen camp and five preseason games. Still a big concern?
Yeah, still a very big concern, no question about it. I think perhaps the biggest concern for Keith Butler isn't the numbers, the preseason numbers, which you can take with a grain of salt, but it's the fact that he didn't have his 11 starters on the field together for one snap in the preseason. And he's trying to get a new defense installed, working with a lot of young players. And when you don't have that cohesiveness and you don't have those repetitions, that's a big problem. So they didn't perform well. There's no question that's an issue. But this guy is now trying to get ready for Tom Brady. They were hoping to get ready for Jimmy Garoppolo here in a week. Now they're trying to get ready for Tom Brady with a defense that has yet to take a snap together. Mike Mitchell missed a significant portion of the preseason. Lawrence Timmons missed a significant portion. Stephon Tuitt missed the last half of the preseason due to an injury. So, you know, a lot of these guys, Cam Thomas, a defensive lineman, played a lot last night because he missed so much time before. So they don't have a lot of time together. They haven't looked good when they've been on the field. And now they're facing Tom Brady. So those three things added up together on top of each other, yeah, I'd say defense is a significant concern. And let me also add this, Steve. They had hoped that the offense was going to be able to do the bulk of the heavy lifting early on. Well, now that's an offense without Marquise Pouncey, without Le'Veon Bell, and without Martavis Bryant for a month. So the part of the team that was supposed to do the heavy lifting has been weakened significantly as well.
That's a very good point, Tony. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about Pat Narduzzi and Pitt. What kind of camp does he feel they had heading into this ACC season?
You know, that is a great question, and I think it's difficult to answer because we don't know Pat Narduzzi that well yet. He's been very, very guarded. I would say cautiously optimistic would be a good way to describe him right now, but again, not having seen him in previous camps, there's nothing to compare,
sure,
to compare this to. So when he's talking about guys who are playing well, we don't know if he's trying to pump those guys up and get their confidence up. When he's talking about guys who are struggling, we don't know if they're really struggling or if he's trying to kind of light a fire under them. So he has talked very optimistically about the defense, which is surprising because that is, you know, by all accounts, the weakest aspect of this team. It certainly was last year, and that's certainly where he's supposed to be able to, and he has a resume of improving defenses. So that's going to be the interesting thing. You know, there are wins out there for this team, Steve. We've been saying that for most of the last 30 years.
Right. Okay, let's get to the Pirates. Tony, I'm sure they've called you. Why can't they beat the Brewers? I mean, it's the it's one thing. You know what's odd about this, Tony? It's one thing, for example, let's just go back to the Steelers. Let's say the Steelers are playing the Ravens. And they lose, I don't know, let's just say 7 out of 9 games to the Ravens in some stretch. And you can point to like 2 or 3 matchups. The Penguins struggle with like the Islanders. There's a couple line matchups that aren't right. We can go to an NBA game, and I'm really good everywhere except I really struggle at the power forward spot, and I'm facing a team that has an awesome power forward, and they're crushing me. Baseball's not like that. So why?
It's been unbelievable. I mean, when the Pirates were terrible and the Brewers were very good, they would get demolished in Miller Park. In fact, we saw a lot of series with scores just like the series we just saw with a, by all accounts, a very good Pirates team and a very bad Milwaukee team. And, you know, it's been different managers. It's been different players. I have no idea what it is. I thought they got over the hump. They had a winning record in Miller Park 2 years ago, barely. But they were far below 500 last year. They are terrible this year. They're 7-21 on the road against the National League Central, and the Brewers are really the team that that just beats the pulp out of them. And if they could figure out why, you know, some people thought, okay, they're looking ahead to the Cardinals now. But, again, you talked about baseball not being like that. You don't see that very often in baseball. And that's really one of the things that this team has been so good at, is it's just been dealing with each issue as it comes. So I don't know that they were looking ahead to St. Louis. I think they just went to Milwaukee and got beat and got beat and then got beat a third time.
And now they've got St. Louis at Busch Stadium. I know it's early September. I know it's Labor Day weekend, but I almost feel like they have to sweep it if they want to have any realistic chance of winning the division.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're on a four-game losing streak. The big picture hasn't changed. There's still a pretty big gap behind the Cardinals pretty big gap in front of the Cubs, but that gap isn't changing, and it's getting later and later. So, yeah, I mean, you know, they have to do the heavy lifting themselves, and that's beat the Cardinals, because nobody else is doing it. You know, the Cubs went on a little bit of a slump, and that enabled the Pirates to slump a little bit and still maintain that lead. The Cardinals aren't doing it. You know, usually, Steve, when you're chasing a team in baseball and you lose a game and they lose, you feel like you're okay because you didn't give up any ground. With the Cardinals, it just hasn't been like that. You feel like the Cardinals lose so infrequently that if you don't make up ground every time they lose, you know, you're doomed. And, yeah, I mean, if they win 2 out of 3, Steve, that's a nice series, but they gained one game, and they're still 5.5 games back, and the calendar's getting shorter and shorter. Yeah. So you're right. Not only do they have to sweep them to have a shot at winning the crown this weekend, they probably have to take 5 or 6 out of the 6 remaining games against the Cardinals. And, you know, again, the Cardinals' resume tells us that's pretty improbable.
Any concern about Gerrit Cole?
I think there has to be, yeah. I don't think it's a great concern, but, you know, he got himself off the schneid a little bit, and then he goes out and has really the worst start of his career against a pretty bad Milwaukee Brewers team. So, yeah, I think there is some concern. Clint Hurdle, I think one of his greatest strengths has been not pressing the panic button, really looking at the big picture
and, I agree,
you know, keeping things in perspective. But I think there's got to be some concern about Cole, because he's the guy that if there is a wild card game and it's looking more and more like there's going to be, he was the guy that had to go out and get you the win. Now, you know, you start to wonder, if he continues to pitch like this, do you have to make a different decision? That's not where they want to be. They need that to be a no-brainer.
Right, exactly. Do you have $375 million? If I kick in $375 and you kick in $375, we can own the Penguins.
I think we'd have a lot of fun.
I think we will have a lot of fun.
A few million short right now. If you give me the weekend, you know, get back to me on Tuesday.
What's amazing is the record number, if I recall this correctly, the record number is $320 million when the Devils were bought.
Wow.
And they want more than – now, part of this is also, I think, the land that the Civic Arena is on, correct?
Yeah, they own – it's a lot of land, and it's a lot of land to be developed. And amazingly enough, though, they want to retain some of those development rights, or some small percentage of that development. So they kind of want their cake, and they want to eat it as well. And this is about as good a time to sell as they're going to find. It seems to be slowly moving forward, though. Mario Lemieux, more often than not, somehow winds up looking good at the end of everything. We'll see if it happens again. It's happened over and over.
Well, I believe he got into this as an owner to begin with, because, you know, he was owed in his contract a lot of deferred money. So ownership was done in lieu of deferred money. Am I correct in that?
That's exactly right. And he is now kicking back, ready to, you know, cash those chips in. He's going to do pretty well. I think suffice to say, he's going to get that money back.
So if I put up 375 and you put up 375, you know, I think between the two of us, we can come up with $750.
Yeah, I think we can probably do that. Let's go ahead and put those numbers together. We can open up a sports bar and do the show, you know, before Penguins games on Friday afternoon.
Absolutely, and we're going to do it on land we developed at the Civic Arena with a hotel. Tony, thanks so much, my friend. Have a great weekend. Thanks for everything.
You do the same. Happy Labor Day to you.
It's Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Sunbury Motors Ford has absolutely zero to talk about. 0% for 72 months, that is. Choose from over 150 new Fords with 0% financing for 72 months. SMC is where you want to be if you want $3,000 off plus 0% financing for 72 months on a 2015 Ford Fusion. SMC is where you want to be if you want $3,100 off the totally redesigned 2015 Ford Edge, plus get 0% for 72 months. SMC is where real Ford truck buyers want to be. Take $5,000 off your next new 2015 F-150, plus get 0% for up to 72 months. This is the first time all year where you can get 0% for 72 months on the 2015 F-150. SMC is where you want to be to take advantage of the best deals of the year. Come celebrate 100 years of serving Central Pennsylvania at Sunbury Motors, where zero will be your hero.
Sunbury Motors open Labor Day Monday, 9 till 2 in the Ford, Lincoln, and Hyundai stores.
Opening night high school football. It's like Christmas Day to some people. Kevin's so excited right now. The Open is going to include everyone has a chance. True?
I don't know. It's going to be a spontaneous Open.
Give it a try.
No, I'm not moved yet.
I was up until about 3-4 in the morning pacing the hallway last night trying to think of what my Open will be.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I came up with, welcome, it's the 2015 season, let's get going.
Here we go!
Look, I honestly, as you know, I just sit there and like, okay, well, I'll say something. And we'll just go.
Actually, I think back to the basketball game when Joe passed, and you're open there, and that was fantastic. And I remember sending you a message. I think it was a text saying, "Did you write that?" And you went, "No,
no, I didn't." As a matter of fact, I did not. I don't know. I don't. I never write anything down. I know I'm bad that way. There'll be some point I'll have to. But, for example, my parents' eulogies, I didn't. You were at the, when they did the dedication for the broadcast center. I ad-libbed that too. Stop shaking your head. So, I don't know. I'm just more comfortable doing that. I just feel more natural in the moment. I don't know.
No, that's great. That may work.
When I gave a commencement speech, I remember I wrote down bullet points. I think I wrote down like 7 or 8 bullet points, put it in my coat pocket, and then never took it out. But. That's a little bit different.
Real quick before we go to the news, Dave from Sunbury, check it in, Steve.
Dave, it's Christmas Day to Kevin. Wish Kevin Merry Christmas.
Well, I was going to say Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
Over and over, yes. And over.
I know.
Well.
Yeah.
And he's got it so tough. You look at who his cohorts are.
He's going to be with Dave Ritchie, and I mean Dave's going to be a hostage for 9 months.
Well, the old saying goes, being my second cousin, I know where he lives. You know, I can send cards, you know, to his missus and that.
Yeah. Well, they'll be a fun team to listen to. It's just we're going to have to do an on-air fundraiser to get Dave out.
cops are going across the bars right now as we speak, right?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Dave. You know, I saw Dave recently. Just didn't seem to have that same bounce in his step. Maybe it's just a bad day. I don't know. Is there a better guy than Dave Ritchie? I mean, really?
Not for me.
You'll find a better guy out than Dave Ritchie. You just don't. You guys will have a lot of fun this year.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It is Labor Day weekend. And that means a chance to stock up and do it right at Brewer's Outlet. Somebody may be stopping over. You may be tailgating, having a barbecue Sunday, Saturday, Monday, whatever it happens to be. You want to make sure you're ready. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Nobody has a better beer selection. Great help around the store as well. Well laid out. Soft drinks, water, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. The bags are right there at the register. And the pickle bar is second to none. Take my word, enjoy it. It is all at Brewer's Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up tonight. Tell them that we sent you. You'll say, wow, we'll get a discount. No, but just tell them we sent you. It's just fun. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. They are open 9 to 2 on Labor Day. And today, Kevin had to turn in a really great vehicle.
Yeah, the Hyundai Genesis is a fantastic vehicle with the panoramic sunroof, an ultra-quiet interior, plus it has all the features you would expect from a much more expensive luxury vehicle. And this has the Hyundai America's Best warranty as well. So you won't have to worry about any of the little, you know, added features going bad, because guess what? It's covered under warranty. Plus, you're going to be able to get an outstanding deal and have a price that is nowhere near the sticker price because you stopped by Sunbury Motors Hyundai and found out more. Now, Sunbury Motors Hyundai is going to be open Labor Day from 9 to 2. We're not sure about Memorial Day yet, but Labor Day, they're definitely open 9 to 2. Ford is also open along with the Lincoln dealership from 9 to 2 in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza. Stop by and find out the fantastic deals that are going on for this Labor Day weekend.
Okay, great Labor Day weekend coming up. Looking forward to it. That means lots and lots of college football, high school football coming up tonight. Kevin has Lewisburg and Shikellamy. And what does Kevin expect tonight?
Well, one of the things Dave kind of touched on yesterday, I think where Lewisburg's strength right now is their wide receivers. Inch and Fedoraka really do a lot of good things with the football. And when they get the ball to them and it's behind the secondary, it can be very difficult to catch, especially Inch. Shikellamy, though, they're running the ball very, very well in the first couple of scrimmages of the season. And what I think you're going to see here is an offensive line that has the opportunity now to finally be solidified, have some experience. They have the size. And if they can control the line of scrimmage and control the football, Shikellamy's got a really good shot in this game. But if they don't get first downs, Lewisburg could really make this a very high-scoring affair with the type of offense that they have capability of doing.
Right, it's tonight, 7 o'clock, 6:30 will be the airtime. Looking forward to that very much.
Christian Schlegel for Shikellamy has put on what's it, about 20 pounds or so is what I was seeing on the sheet. And it is, I'm told, although I have not seen him in person, I've been told that he has been in the weight room quite a bit, and it has made him more of a dual threat. Now, he was the type of quarterback that when he hit his first couple of passes, he was going to have an outstanding night and miss very few passes. Now that he's got another year under his belt, has a little more size, can get a little bit more accurate, his arm's a little stronger, and the fact that he can run with the ball really makes the Shikellamy passing game a viable option with that waggle out of the wing tee.
Well, that's tonight. We're looking forward to it, and it's fun. We have a series of games. Eagle 107 will have Sealands Grove this evening. Milton is at Troy tonight. That's on 1380 Talk Radio WMLP. And the Lewisburg broadcast will be on the Valley 100.9. And, of course, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, we'll have the Shikellamy broadcast tonight.
And you can hear each one of those games on the Sunbury Broadcasting app. You can click on the individual station there. And you can also listen to it off of our websites as well.
It's amazing about the app. Yeah, you can your iPhone, you hit the app in your iPhone. Maybe you can put in an earplug. You're walking along listening to the game with an earplug, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Just like they did in the 60s and 70s with a transistor radio. It's amazing
exactly.
how in reality things haven't changed that much. The great deal about the app is that you can get it anywhere.
Available for iPhone and for Android.
Yep. So that's coming up tonight. So, and then Penn State tomorrow will take on Temple in the opener. Jim Harbaugh and Michigan lost last night. Excuse me, show of hands. How many people actually thought Michigan was going to win the game? I didn't.
No, I thought Utah was a really good football team.
Utah's good, not great. They're a good football team, not great. Very good at home. And the, Rudock was chosen of the stories, more experienced. He had only thrown 5 interceptions in 345 attempts last year. He threw 3 last night. Including one that was brought back for a touchdown. But the running game was okay. It didn't help him a lot last night. In fact, a big reason why Michigan stayed in the game is not because of what Michigan was doing, but it was because of the mistakes Utah was making. I mean, that hit out of bounds when Rudock was headed out of bounds, it kept the drive alive. I mean, I put points on the board. That was a touchdown. Jake Butt is a really, really good tight end, though. Make no mistake. I've mentioned him before several times. And so
I was a little surprised at TCU Minnesota. I knew Minnesota was, you know, a decent football team, but I really didn't think that game would be that close.
No, I did. I thought it'd be a close game. Minnesota's a good team, not great. Playing at home. TCU, it's the opening game. The part about football that makes it different than any other sport is that the panic lasts for days before you get to the next game. All right. And I realize that when I say, look, let the season breathe a little bit, see what we have, drives you nuts. It drives you nuts when I say that.
It's only if you're talking about my favorite team that it drives me nuts. Anything else makes complete sense to me.
Last year, what happened in week two? In week two, the Big Ten had a horrible week of non-conference games, including, I believe that's the week Utah beat Michigan, Oregon beat Michigan State, Virginia Tech beat Ohio State, I think Wisconsin lost that weekend. Just a long list. I mean, week two was a bad weekend for the Big Ten, and the Big Ten was declared DOA. At the end of the year, Ohio State had won the national championship, beating Alabama and Oregon. Michigan State had beaten Baylor in the Cotton Bowl. Wisconsin had beaten Auburn in the Outback Bowl. Penn State beat Boston College in the Pinstripe Bowl. And suddenly, the Big Ten was, hey, they're back. They went from DOA in the second week of the season to, boy, I'll tell you, they're pressuring the SEC for the best conference in the country at the end. It's amazing what happens when you allow a season to breathe. That's not great for a show like this. Panic is always great for a show like this. What drives Kevin nuts. I refuse to take the TMZ approach to talk radio. He'd rather have panic on the air. Everybody run for the exits. Everybody run for the exits. That doesn't mean you can't analyze things as the up and down happens on a week-to-week basis. Because there are things to talk about each week. They'll be, you know, we'll come back here on Tuesday. We're not doing a show Monday. Kevin has some big barbecue, so we're not going to do the show.
It's my opening season barbecue.
Well, great. Everyone's invited. Check out the Steve Jones Show website. We will have Google directions to get there. And on Tuesday we'll come back and we'll talk about the ups and downs of the opening game. As to how it plays out. Every game, and I talk about this all the time, and I mentioned this in the baseball broadcast I did this week. The Spikes were playing Batavia. Spikes had just won 3 in a row. They got themselves right in the thick of the wild card thing. Okay, right now they're a game out, but if they end up tied with the team in front, the Spikes have the tiebreaker. Thus, if they tie them, they take the lead. They play Batavia on Wednesday night. They lose 8-0. Not exactly one where you take the highlight DVD and you pass it out to the crowd as a gift. Gave up 4 hits. I mean, got only 4 hits, I'm sorry, and lose 8-0. And I said at the end of that broadcast, I said, you know, I said, what's interesting about sports and the great thing about sports is that this isn't a great night for State College. But every game takes on its own personality. So they didn't go out tomorrow and get 5, 6, 7 runs and win the game like 5-2, 6-2, whatever. And it's just a completely different day. They all have their own personality. Well, State College came back last night and won 5-2. They're all different. That's one of the reasons why I love sports so much. I don't know really. I think what I might see going in, but I've taken that off the board. I don't even really think too much about what I might see anymore. I really go in with a blank slate. And then start painting the picture from the blank slate. And because they're all different. That's like when Kevin talks about, oh, opening night, nothing better than opening night. Well, the only thing better than opening night is then we got next week. And the only thing better than that is that we got the next week after that.
Well, I'm willing to concede it gets better.
I mean, they're all blank slates, and you don't know. I don't know if I'm going to show up at a stadium and see Larry Johnson go over 2,000 yards in the, you know, with a 279-yard performance in the first half. I don't know when I go to the stadium I'm going to see Tom Bahali put Troy Smith on his head at the end of the game. I don't know when I go to the stadium that Derek Williams is going to catch a touchdown pass on the final drive of the game in the waning seconds to beat Northwestern. I don't know when I go to the stadium that I'm going to see field goals hit uprights, go wide left and right during the course of an overtime, only to have a game winner in the third overtime happen. I don't know when I go to the stadium, for example, I'm not going to see a team fall behind 21-0 in the first half and rally to win 35-21. I don't know if when I go to the stadium I'm going to see a game where the final field goal of the game hits the upright and falls away. And Penn State wins. I don't know, I'm going to go to the stadium where I see Penn State build a lead in Ireland, and all of a sudden Central Florida comes back, takes the lead, and Penn State in the final drive comes down, takes a field goal to win. I didn't know I was going to go into Yankee Stadium and see them fall behind 21-7, make a proclamation in the third quarter that the next team that scores will win the game, and it turned out it was a touchdown pass to Geno Lewis. And then they won the game in overtime on an extra point after the opposition had missed an extra point, which was the second time in my career that I had seen that happen, which I referenced during the broadcast. When he missed that extra point, I said Penn State won one other game where they needed an extra point in overtime, and that was 2006 with Kevin Kelly at Minnesota. You don't know when you show up. I don't know when I show up to a game that Penn State at 0-14 in basketball is going to beat second-ranked Michigan after falling behind by 14 points. You don't know that going in. You have no clue. I didn't know I was going to walk into an arena and DJ Newbill's going to knock down a three-point shot at the wire to beat Minnesota, the last shot of the game. That Penn State's going to be behind North Carolina with 9 minutes to go, and they're going to bring Titus Ivory off the bench with four fouls, and he's going to hit a three-point shot, and the first time he touches the ball and put them in front to stay? I don't know that. You don't know any of those things. That's what makes, that's why sports is so entertaining to people right now. As much as we spend time, 10 hours a week here, talking about what we think, what just happened and what we think could happen, there is a reality we don't know what's going to happen. It's a mystery. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen tonight. And you don't know what tonight, what happens tonight, what it might mean to next week. And that's why they get so engrossed and involved in sports, because the entertainment, the mystery of it, there's no formula to it. You get a blank slate every day. And by the time it's over with, you have a complete picture. For Kevin, this is the be-all, end-all. It's opening night. After that, it's down into the canyon. Everybody has their own way of thinking. Seems kind of depressing to me. Take a break. Our final break on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sunbury Motors Ford has absolutely zero to talk about. 0% for 72 months, that is. Choose from over 150 new Fords with 0% financing for 72 months. SMC is where you want to be if you want $3,000 off plus 0% financing for 72 months on a 2015 Ford Fusion. SMC is where you want to be if you want $3,100 off the totally redesigned 2015 Ford Edge, plus get 0% for 72 months. SMC is where real Ford truck buyers want to be. Take $5,000 off your next new 2015 F-150, plus get 0% for up to 72 months. This is the first time all year where you can get 0% for 72 months on the 2015 F-150. SMC is where you want to be to take advantage of the best deals of the year. Come celebrate 100 years of serving Central Pennsylvania at Sunbury Motors, where zero will be your hero.
Sunbury Motors open Labor Day Monday, 9 till 2 in the Ford, Lincoln, and Hyundai stores.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show.
Okay.
I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant.
All right, Dick in Milton. Hi, Dick. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, Steve. I just wanted to tell you a little sum up your little I didn't know. That's why they play the game. That's the bottom line. And I was going to tell you, I wish you guys have a good year there at Penn State, and also Kevin with his announcing this year. And if Penn State plays really well, it makes you sound good. If not, make them sound good.
Okay, I'll do the best I can on my part, and I'm sure they'll do enough to make it sound better.
Yeah, I always tell Doug Birdsong that. I said, make them sound good even if they aren't. That's my last line to him every day. Make them sound good even if they aren't. So, in most cases, those teams play well enough that you don't really have to do a lot. You just have to convey what's going on the floor, or the court, or the field. The bottom line is you guys will do a good. You and Jack do a good job over there.
Well, we look forward to having you back out on the field very, very soon. Because you're a part of the broadcast for Doug and I that no one else understands, and you're the one that makes sure that we come back before gameplay starts.
Well, as I told you this morning, I think it's going to probably won't be this game, won't be the next game, and then hopefully that game after that, I'll do the last three at home. We'll see.
Good.
That's where it stands right now. Okay, good luck, you guys. Good luck down in Philadelphia tomorrow.
Thanks, Dick. Appreciate it.
See you. Bye.
Well, it's exciting, isn't it? Kevin will get rolling with his award-winning broadcast with Dave Ritchie, 6:30 this evening. 7 o'clock will be the kickoff. With the 50th year of Shikellamy, right?
That is correct.
How about that?
And Dave and I will be starting together, not for necessarily for football, but as he's filling in for Coach Hort, who's taking a year off this year, it'll be our 20th season together of any sport whatsoever.
That's great. That is terrific. Well, you guys make a great team. We miss Coach Hort. Coach A. Horty, hope you're doing great. One of the great guys of all time. And just needs to get a little time off, which is we completely understand and respect that very much. But it doesn't mean we're not thinking about him always, which we are. So this will be fun. It's great to embark upon this. The nights are going to get cooler, my friends. They're going to get cooler. A little more of a snap in the air maybe by the end of the month. And that cold beverage that you're going to drink down tonight will be a warmer beverage in about 5 weeks.
74 will be our game time temperature with a real feel of about 80. It'll be 47 by the time we hit week 10 in November.
I understand. Well, but it's still summer right now. It's right. Not as if it's not summer. It is summer.
But it's always funny. It just doesn't seem like 10 weeks is a long time, but it goes so quickly. And like I said, it goes from 74 to 47.
Yeah, well, this is the great transition time. Look, we get to a certain point in this season where the leaves start to turn. Remember, Joe Paterno, the first crisp morning that would happen in October, he'd come up to me and he'd say, Steve, he says, did you feel the snap in the air this morning? He said, I was out walking. He said, I could feel the snap in the air. It almost seemed like it just was something that just kicked in to rejuvenate him. And every year he'd say that to me. He says, felt that snap in the air. The leaves are turning. He says, this is great. Remember that like it was yesterday. All right. Thanks for joining us. Kevin, Dave on 6:30 tonight, 7 o'clock, the kickoff. Jack and I on with you tomorrow at 2. Kickoff 3:30 from the Link in Philadelphia.